Let's just start it. Let's start it. I'm hiding it.
Comments are always very well appreciated.
Hi.
Apparently they help. Apparently comments,
hey, Hans,
likes, and things like that sort of help.
Yeah, there we go.
And shares.
Shares.
Give it a share.
What was that other bookmark or whatever? Coach
Coogee was teaching us. Funky, yeah. Funky. Well, Coach Coogee.
He's all about the algo, isn't he?
He was teaching us how to do things more professionally.
It's not.
Imagine telling us to be more professional.
It's not possible.
Who does he think he is?
Yeah. The Pope.
He'll be listening to this later. Who do you think you are, Funky?
Yeah.
Coach Coogee.
That's why you're on this. Was it your silver medal, right?
Silver medal, mate.
Yeah.
You're lucky you're staying on the podium.
Yeah. Honestly. To be fair, like, for me, like Ross is my gold medal. So
Ross is a gold kind of guy.
Yeah. You can't really. And he can dance. So.
Ross is a great.
Ross, if you're listening or you're going to listen to the repeat, yeah, I love you. My gold medal.
The spaces probably will improve soon because I'm going to purchase myself a new mobile telephone device.
Ooh.
I'm thinking about it for a while, you know. Mm-hmm. And now that you can, you know, now that Badali's a thing and you can buy what you want without
vouchers,
without going to prison, I might get a new phone because this phone's shit. Like, it's really shit. Yeah, Max, you need to manage stuff because if I click something, game over. It's gone.
I'm just getting messages for everyone.
Well,
privately and stuff.
That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your messages.
Captain. Hello, beautiful. He's had a fun week, hasn't he? We won't share that. But yeah, it's not crypto related. It's funny, though.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Yeah. Afternoon? Yeah. Yeah, it is afternoon.
Yeah, it is.
It's afternoon.
Should we just start calling him Mr. Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Italy.
Mr. Italy.
Yeah, Mr. Italy.
Yeah.
Love Mr. Italy.
Mr. Italia.
Yeah, Mr. Italy.
That's what I say in Italy. Just take off my dressing gown.
Yeah. What dress? Maybe you should tell people what dressing gown you
I'm got. My foot's stuck. Fuck. I'm wearing, I'm derobing. I was wearing a...
He's got clothes under it, though. So yeah, I've got clothes under it. It's not like nothing dirty going on it.
No. I was wearing a Harry Potter gown. In black and yellow, because I think I said before I took a test and it turned out I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, he's a Hufflepuff sort of guy.
I wasn't expecting that.
I predicted it though. So
you did predict.
That's a repeat.
And that's what I am, I suppose.
Hufflepuff sort of guy.
You have to accept it. I took the test again.
The hat does not lie.
The hat is never wrong. So I'm a yellow boy. Which is fine, because apparently they're like really nice and friendly and lovely. I guess that's true. If that's what the hat says, then who am I to tell the hat no? Oh,
he's like, did he get his ice cream? I think he's
no, just a little bit, but I mean, it still said I'm Slytherin, so I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I did kind of cheat and took it a second time and changed some of my answers, and I got Ravenclaw the second time. So yes, hypothetically, by cheating, I was able to get Ravenclaw. So I don't know if, like, you know...
The thing is, you're the sort of guy who...
You could say it's, like, technically... I don't know.
You're the sort of guy, I imagine, goes into a test just going, I want the best outcome instead of just being natural. So
kind of true. When I do personality tests and shit, that is
100%. Yeah, this is what people want from me. Oh.
I will say that generally, when you go into tests, trying to get the best outcome is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's usually a good
thing. But me, I'm just like, fuck it. Let's, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So.
If any of you have tests coming up, don't flunk them on purpose to be cool. No. Otherwise, you're not going to be anything. What are you going to be?
Someone
a little slug, nobody.
Who doesn't do well on tests, maybe.
Just
like, but maybe you're just like naturally smart and you don't care, but you just kill it anyway.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
What was it?
I never tried hard. 62. Lux, did you try hard with studying?
No. I mean, I don't know. I never really studied for tests, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't
know. There you go.
Spent a lot of time in the zoo with the pigs. Yeah.
You like a zoo, don't you?
I like a zoo, yeah. I went to a zoo. We're going to get onto, as always, we'll get onto the actual stuff in a few minutes. But yeah. Went to a zoo recently. And it was like, you know when you get those small zoos and they're sort of on the back of garden centres? Mm. It's not a proper zoo, but it's nice. And it's in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, and they just had... otters. They had loads of little otters. And you could get really close. Like, I was literally just standing like above them, looking down on them. And they were just playing with rocks.
Were they lying on their backs with their bellies?
Literally juggling rocks. They've got incredible juggling skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good at it. It's just a skill they have.
Oh, that's nice.
So if you ever, if you get a chance to see an otter, I'd highly recommend it.
I do like otters, I must admit. That is, you know, A tier sort of.
One of my favourite animals, for sure.
Can you have them as pets if you have a big enough pond or whatever? Could they survive in a pond? Aren't they just technically all ponds, what they're in, anyway?
I don't know. It's basically, it's just a hairy fish, isn't it?
When does a pond become a lake?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
a thinker, that. It's a thinker.
Yeah. If anyone knows when a pond becomes a lake, put it in the comments. Yeah. Let us know. Teach us. Maybe that's an idea for future ones. Like, teach us something. Yeah. So, it's been a week, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 What's happened?
Just a normal, normal week in Kajira.
Just a normal week of not much happening. Yeah. So I guess I'm going to get it up so that we can reference it correctly. Keep an eye on the comments.
Yeah.
When it winks, that's when it becomes a lake.
Mm.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I was getting, well, the prop is, so there was a prop put up a little while ago.
Friday night
it was, yes.
Well, dependent on time zone, just call it Friday night.
Yeah, it was Friday night for us at least. And it's been controversial, I suppose we'd say. It's got people interested, it's got people talking, it's got people battling.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Figo's move to Real Madrid.
It was a bit like Figo's
complete
move to
cunt.
Who's Figo in this situation?
Yeah.
So that obviously happened. Few people spoke out against it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a fan of it myself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair to say. Some people were a fan of it, like Sonny, who always has Kajira's best interests at heart. So it's hard not to go with him on this occasion. But yeah, I mean, yeah, there was, I guess there were two sort of sides to it, really. One side being, I guess, hey, we're Kajira, you know, let's do our stuff here. And the other side being, we need to expand, which I do understand both sides, at least. I don't think neither argument, you know, didn't have some strength to it. I think it was more the nature of it, sort of how it come about. I think it left a bit of a taste in some people's mouths. A taste of what? A taste of licorice. It tasted like licorice.
I hate licorice.
I don't like licorice.
I don't know many people who do. Besides the point, though, but I just don't like
this. This is important.
Yeah.
This is important. I don't know if many people like licorice. We have a licorice fan. No.
I was just going to say that red vines are like better licorice.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. The red ones.
Does it have the white in the middle?
Yeah. No.
No, red vines are just like sweet.
Yeah.
Are they like
little strips? Yeah.
Which is cool. Like a Twizzler.
They're basically red licorice, but
they're different than Twizzlers. Yeah. They're like sweeter than Twizzlers. Yeah. They're kind of similar, but they're definitely different.
They're anti-licorice, I guess you call it.
Okay.
Anti-licorice. I prefer the red.
So the yin yang, the good to the evil.
Yeah, red is always the best flavor, isn't it? Red stuff generally is
strawberry, raspberry.
Yeah, red, purple, sort of
green.
No, because if you mint. Go to sweets,
yeah,
and if you're eating some chewits, for example,
they won't know what chewits. They're things which
a lot of people will know chewits.
If you chew and they just get stuck in your teeth, if you've got feelings in your teeth, you're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah,
rip them out and stuff.
Yeah. I still think that it's a strategically designed proposal from someone. I think we probably are in agreement. Probably in agreement there. I guess we can... Right, well, I guess it's a tricky one for us to get to. So largely on sort of this issue and some other things, we've been mostly quiet for a little while. We haven't been too crazy about throwing a whole lot of fuel onto the fire, especially when it's happening anyway, you know. But we have had opinions. We said little bits here and there, but quite minimal, I think. Maybe got quite a bit of backlash at times for that. But yeah, we have tried to stay somewhat
Switzerlandish,
somewhat Swiss. We've tried to be Swiss as well, not even Swiss. I don't know. We just tried to somewhat stay out of it, and we've. I think for quite a while, people were asking us. We were definitely getting comments of, "Why aren't you talking about Manta?" I can understand why people would ask that. I guess Kuji cast. You know, we cover Kujira.
The ecosystem.
Yeah, and you know, look, there was a reason why we weren't covering it. The things we said were true. One was we don't hold the token.
Yeah.
We also weren't a fan of Vlad. Also, we weren't a fan of where we thought things were going.
Yeah.
So what has sort of transpired over the last probably 48 hours or so? We pretty much to the word, I would say, we were saying this exact thing would happen probably about a year ago. Mm. That's something we discussed with quite a few people. Privately, never been public of anything, because for the best of the ecosystem, Manta's a very important thing, and it was doing really good things, if we're honest, you know. So we'd never want to come out and cause that ship. I guess this situation's kind of happened by itself anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's if people we have spoken are happy to verify that, then they're welcome to. But if not, we understand as well. I guess our relationship to Manta is, so let's be very clear, we're excited now for Manta. We're excited about it, and within the future it's going to be something quite great. I mean, we'll get into him a little later, but you know, in terms of Pragmatic Monkey, I don't think there is a more intelligent
French person,
passionate, you know, really great guy to lead a project. I think he's such a great choice. We've met him a few times. Yeah. He's a lovely guy.
Even had lunch with
him. We had lunch with him.
Me and him both got, this is really fancy, prawn burgers.
Prawn burgers.
Yeah. That's the sort of fancy guy.
Do not let the fact he's French sway you from giving him support,
because that is very understandable.
Yeah, like I understand. Yeah. Like you'll see him and go, "Oh no, he's French. This is the worst."
We see like Mr. Italy must be thinking, "Oh, he's French."
Like, I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, like, "How can we back someone that's so French?
He's got the accent."
But I think you should. Despite despite that. Everyone's got...
Everyone gets a chance.
Everyone's got something, you know...
Really bad about them.
Yeah, you know, something, you know, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, his imperfection, he didn't choose. He didn't choose. Yeah. He didn't go, oh, I'm going to be French now. Ooh,
ooh. Well, actually, he's kind of doesn't want it because he moved out of France. So.
Yeah, and he's trying his best to get away from it.
Yeah,
he's the UK.
Speaks English.
Yeah, he speaks English. He's trying his best.
Yeah.
So bear with him on that, I'd say.
He talks, I remember when we said, oh, my favourite food's roast dinner and stuff. Like, yeah. He was like, oh, doing he's, some Cockney slang and stuff.
Yeah, he's like, oh, do you want a pint, mate? Like, he's very trying to...
He's like, oh, wine, not for me. Whiskey. Yeah. And that is actually true. He loves a whiskey.
Oh,
doesn't
does he?
Yeah, he loves a whiskey.
Oh, really?
Was you there when he was telling the whiskey stories?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's maybe his to tell one day. Yeah, he's got some good whiskey stories, hasn't
we'll
he?
We'll definitely try and... oh?
Someone's...
Wrong. Oh, Cosmos. Cosmos Joe. Go on, Joe. Because I like Joe.
Yeah.
But don't attack us because we got a lot to get through.
I like Joe. He's handsome as
What's
well.
What's up, Joe?
Talking about Manta Coogee and all that, I was wondering if, you know, for someone like me who I don't follow governance like day to day, and I kind of know what Manta was trying to do, which was cool, but maybe could you like in like a minute or two just kind of summarize for someone like me who's spread out across multiple chains, and maybe there's other people in the audience that would kind of benefit from getting the big picture of what happened, especially this week. I haven't been on social media too much, and I'm like, wow, what the heck is going on?
But in very simple terms, it was quite a simple move, to be honest. It was a prop to move what was admittedly a small amount of liquidity from Kajira over to Osmosis.
So from Finn to Osmosis.
Yeah, essentially that's what it was.
And that liquidity was provided by another governance prop, or some liquidity was provided by another governance prop?
Well, I guess it was, you know, liquidity that they've accumulated over time, and it wasn't... it wasn't a high volume bear. That's the truth.
Yeah. But did they buy it, or was it gifted by a spend prop?
Well, you have to. It's kind of a weird look at it, because when you look at a majority of what Manta has got has been due to.
It depends how far back you go.
Yeah, Kajira swaps, Kajira grants, US.
Yes, so that's one reason.
Yeah.
That's one reason why I kind of didn't get too involved with Manta, because I'm from the outside looking in, someone like me who's not a developer, I'm not involved in any projects intimately. I'm basically watching a DAO, which, you know, a DAO is not very decentralized, right? It's usually just a bunch of like-minded people that are trying to organize themselves, which is, I think, what a DAO is, like a club of people trying to move the needle in one direction. It seemed like Manta was just trying to get a hold of as much liquidity as possible without paying for it, which is fine. I think that's the essence of crypto, right? Is not having to pay for liquidity, but being able to manage it and call the shots. I just thought Manta was needed one more little angle to align with Kujira better, or there needed to be another competing quote unquote liquidity DAO to kind of keep them honest. And I was just wondering if you guys, who are more familiar with the situation from the beginning, think that's fair, or if I'm missing a lot of key info.
No, I think they're both fair points. I'm not. I mean, in terms of a solution to it, I guess there's a bunch of things it could be. I mean, personally, I think this current transition plan is that I think it achieves these things, and I think this is going to.
Oh, where can I read about the transition plan? Is this
it's in the Manta Discord. Are you in the Telegram?
I'm pretty sure I'm in the Telegram.
Yeah, you can go to the Telegram group. You'll be able to find it there. There's links to it.
Cool. I'd like to see how they plan to move on, because I think that's big. How much liquidity are they overseeing right now? Do you have a ballpark number?
If you go to Manta, it would be, if we take, you know, to Treasury right here, we'll get the exact number right now.
Not only Treasury, but the protocol on liquidity. Is it in like the 5 to 8 million range?
I think it was about eight or so.
Well, there's three big pairs, really. There's a Bitcoin Manta LP, which is 1.1, Manta Coogee LP, which is a mil, and the Aoife Manta, which is 900. They're the three big pairs. And then
yeah, I mean, it's a significant amount of liquidity for sure.
Got it. Okay, no, I'm just curious because I was never... I understand why all these different layer ones are doing protocol-owned liquidity. In the beginning, it seemed like protocol-owned liquidity was just a place to put tokens that were overinflated and nobody wanted. But with Kajira, that's different, right? Kajira doesn't have like the high inflation or really any inflation. So to me, it didn't make sense to pair a layer one with a project token. I don't know why. I can't explain why it doesn't make sense, but I was always confused about that. But they did get it passed, so people voted for it. So I could be way wrong, but I always thought that the protocol on liquidity needed a lot of tweaking to make sense, because you're basically moving tokens around without them hitting the market. So there's no price impact, right? So there's no actual demand. So if I take Stars and I take Osmo and I do a token swap, that essentially accomplishes nothing, right? And that's what they did early on.
So. Yeah, I mean, we were, of course, on the Senate, you know, so we were in the quite early discussions on this, and it was something that we felt, and, you know, I see a lot of people feel that way as well. I can't deny that it's worked for them.
I'm sure it works some of the time, but the protocol on liquidity, it needs to be clear who owns it, and then whoever gave up that liquidity needs to be getting something for it. And if that something is like 1 or 2%, that for Web3 DeFi standards, that's not even close to being enough for the risk. And I was wondering, rather than protocol owned liquidity, which a lot of times I look across Cosmos, and a lot of that's just coming from the community pool, if someone were to develop an app, like maybe someone in the audience who has skills that I don't have, right? Because all I know how to do is Google stuff. Mm-hmm. But if there was an app where you could do swaps directly with the community pool, that would essentially be your protocol on liquidity. And then the community, the validator set, can vote on what kind of swaps would be accepted, what kind of spreads there would need to be. And this would also allow whales to accumulate at a discount without crushing liquidity pools when the liquidity's low. I haven't seen it. I'm sure something like that exists. I just haven't seen it. And you would think that before going to protocol owned liquidity, where you upset half the community, you take a bunch of money out of a community pool, you bring it to another blockchain sometimes, and then you just dump it into an LP with another token that the other half of the community would never buy with their own money. I feel like doing swaps, it was an app where, like, let's say Kujira community votes, say, okay, for any swap over $10,000, the person has the option to go directly to the community pool if they're swapping a stablecoin or Wrapped Bitcoin or Atom, let's say. And then maybe every 3 months, the community updates what swaps are accepted or not accepted based on how the community pool is being diversified. But the other thing that would do is the liquidity would never leave the community pool or the chain. And then let's say, you know, you do these direct swaps.
This is turning into a pitch, to be very honest, mate. It's a little, you know, I mean, yeah, could well be good ideas. But yeah, we really want to stay on this Manta thing, you know?
But I was just thinking, like, they built all these things that are kind of redundant. If something like that existed, they could simply just take a spread and build their DAO from that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, potentially so, yeah. Well, I guess that's in monkey's hands now, isn't it, really? Where they go from there, yeah.
The new captain of the ship.
Yeah, appreciate that, Joe. Cheers. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry going off track. That usually happens when I get a mic.
All good, mate, all good. So where were we? So in terms of I guess it might be kind of interesting to talk about sort of our own history with Manta and it's leading up to this you know, this current day, because that's been somewhat long. Interesting. I mean, yeah, obviously, as I said, we were in the Senate. So we were part of the original discussion.
Over a year ago.
It was.
Last January, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Last January.
So, yeah, we were part of the early negotiations for the the swap and the grant. I mean, the original ask was 150,000.
The original thing was
it was a swap.
No. The original was Mike put up a prop to, I think, if I want to say it was a just for a 200,000 Manta. I mean, 200,000 Coogee grant for just they right. for nothing in return.
Sure. So it was,
and then I remember the Senate stepped in to say no, and then. Yeah. Then the validators changed their vote from yes to no, and then
a lot of things sort of transpired there, I guess. But yeah. In the end, what happened was, of course, there was the grant.
Yeah, well, so 50,000 Coogee.
50,000 Coogee to get Manta going. Yeah. You know, and I think at least a little bit of the issue with what's just happened is related to that, in the sense that there sort of felt an agreement that this was going to be built and done within Kajira. You know, I understand that, if we go here and do this, it brings more money back. If the mana price goes up, it makes the liquidity bigger. If anything price goes up, it makes our liquidity bigger. So I see both sides of that. But they did definitely feel with this sort of, something more of an attachment of more than, you know, it was just a protocol. It was a protocol for Kajira, you know, to do this and achieve this within Kajira. So whilst very honestly, I mean, we probably weren't huge on the idea at the start. Not that we ever went out. I mean, you know, we've been called a lot of things for not talking about Manta, but if you go through you're welcome to go through our history anywhere, and you won't see us fudding Manta. Mm-hmm. You'll probably see some quite positive and good things early on, at least, because we saw it as something that's going to bring some good to Kajira. So mm-hmm. We don't need to be in love with something for it to be good, but both can happen at the same time. I assume this isn't a huge secret. We've probably come to not have the most wonderful relationship with Mike. I think that's probably fair to say, which I wouldn't put down to ourselves. And I don't know. Maybe there's just been a ton of misunderstandings along the way, but. Look, from our side, we tried to have Mike on the show a few times. The original videos, and we've tried
invited him to do Wink stuff.
We tried to have him involved, and look, to be honest, at that point, we didn't really get much of a response, and we kind of took that as, do you know what? He's just not into what we do. That's fine. Not everyone's gonna get what we do. You know, it's a bit weird sometimes. It can be, can't it?
To be fair,
we were just sort of like, do you know what, he's just not a fan, fair enough, is what it is, no problem. We offered to, after the Vlad situation, we got in touch and said, if we can help with anything, we will, that offer wasn't taken up again, kind of fair enough, I guess. But I think what we probably didn't like is we got some heat from that direction ourselves. I'd say until that point, at least publicly, we'd never really done anything negative in that direction. So there was, Mike popped in our Wink group a couple of times and dropped a comment that caused a little bit of issues in the group, like that we had a lot of bots and things like that, which just wasn't very true. Little things that, I don't know, just felt a little off, at least. I'm not sure why that's happened. But, it is what it is. Whatever. But then that really turned into something a lot more in January. So a new project came to Kajira called Aqua Libre. Aqua Libre, a project that we decided to back because we thought they were really great guys and we thought they had a great idea, and we saw their passion and what they were doing and thought they could do something pretty damn good here.
Met him on the, was it? No, not last week. The weekend before. Yeah. I feel we did meet him around Christmas, but that was...
But not as deep as we have.
To be fair, I was drunk before that time. Yeah. So,
So yeah, we. I think it's probably not unfair to say that us alongside KP, very much so, KP. We backed Aqualibre as they were planning to launch. Mike did not like Aqualibre, quite strongly so. I didn't see too much problem with that at some point, because like, you don't have to like everything, is what it is. Like, you don't have to buy it or whatever. I think it went a little too far. I think so. You know, things like posting pictures of
houses.
Can people hear us? Someone just said they can't hear. Could someone pop a thumb up if you can hear? Anyone? Can we be heard? We don't know. Hello.
No.
Oh yeah, we can be. There great. Okay, yeah, so it's just
there's a few.
It was just Lux.
Lux with his
thanks, Lux, throwing me out on my flow. He can't even hear me. He's just left. And
yeah,
he might easily even rejoin. Yeah,
why didn't you? This guy, he's got the worst old Windows computer.
Now all the thumbs coming through. First everyone, I was on a roll.
That's right? Lux. I told him buy a new nice MacBook because he's got his keyboard doesn't even work on his laptop. What is wrong with him?
Yeah, weird. I don't know. I'm gonna buy a new phone. Yeah, but of course. Look, we believed and we still do very much believe in Aqualibre.
Yeah, top lads.
But I think I'm assuming. I don't know for sure. I'm assuming that this caused Mike to take a disliking to us because we did very little other than say, "Hey, go Aqualibre." Obviously, he went at KP quite a bit. I mean, a group did, which we backed our friend on a couple of times, you know, which I would hope most people would do if they saw their friend being called things that weren't true.
Toy Story. Yeah, Toy Story. It's friend in need.
You're a friend in me. Loyalty. Yeah, but I mean, so that whole thing kind of got a little bit, it got a little bit ridiculous, actually. That was a weird time. We during that, we barely really said anything. I don't think we never really talked back here, but for lack of a better phrase, I think sort of a hate campaign was born, sort of against probably the three of us, because we liked this new project that was coming to Kajira, and because we wanted to make as welcoming an atmosphere as possible for these new builders. And if you didn't like what they were doing, that's okay. But they were really, really harshly, very harshly treated, at least, you know. And in some ways it's good to do that, but
always listen.
We just knew the things weren't right, so we backed them. That obviously, like I said, that we got called a lot of shit for a while. We got called a lot of shit,
I got a funny DM. Have you written down some funny DMs? Well,
the thing is, going back, you know, we probably a year or so ago we personally saw something in Mike that we weren't fans of, and we thought something was going to happen, which has just happened. But we didn't go public. We kept our mouth shut, and it's like, look, it's working. Let's just let it go. Then this happened, and people definitely didn't keep their mouth shut about us or KP. We were called scammers and bribe takers, and people said that I don't know how this was said. We just said that we were using our platform to muddy the waters, and that us three have no brains. We were called the cartel with a K and the clan with a K. We've become a joke. We must have no intelligence to be backing something like this. You know, which I hope hindsight is, at least says that maybe those things were a touch harsh. Would have been fine to sort of say, I don't agree with them. I think they're wrong here. But yeah, some of the things were a little far, I think. I mean, if anyone was part of that shrimp group, you'd have seen these things. Which was a little disappointing, actually, for me. Yeah. It happened there because we were friends with the shrimps. We'd always tried to, we'd always tried to back them and be cool with them. And I didn't think we ever had a problem. And I guess it was a little more so than the words that were said was, if someone come into our group and was calling someone we knew some of these things, we'd have probably stood up for them. So it's probably a little more that.
I was going to use Andy, just if someone went at Andy, I would be like,
if anyone ever goes at Andre
as well. Andre, yeah.
But to be fair,
Andre would just liver kick.
I had to say Andre because
Andre would liver kick him though.
Yeah, he doesn't need my support. He's a champion fighter.
Yeah,
but you know,
national champion.
So am I, though. So am I.
Yeah,
but it's been a long time. It's been a long time. 20 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Never leaves though. If you're world champion, you're
talent.
World champion.
Talent is permanent. It wasn't world.
I know. Just saying. We're champions. Champion. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Borough.
Yeah.
Was king of the borough.
Boroughs are big in London, big, though. Mate, so
big.
Our borough is like massive.
12-0 it was. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just want to briefly interject and say that.
What would you say?
Well, I mean, I don't really want to comment much on this, but just to say that, I mean, I observed a lot of this, so I can, you know, I'm trying not to really say much as I have, you know, but as I'm trying to be neutral, but yeah, I can confirm that you guys talked to me about this the whole time, from months ago and in real time as this was all happening, and this was exactly what was going on through their, you know, your heads and what was said to me. And that, I just remember, you know, from my perspective in particular, you know, well, I mean, this is focusing a little more on KP. I mean, it's true for all three of you, but I just, you know, KP has been a colleague for like a really long time now, and he's been really prolific, you know, just doing tons of work for, you know, the team. He busted his ass for hours and hours writing articles, you know, doing BD, networking, etc. He's been, you know, throughout the bear market, he's been doing all the shit he can for Kujira. And, you know, I guess at one point, you know, everyone was getting along. He did Penguins, and, you know, all the NFT projects, you know, there was a sort of, you know, they didn't all necessarily get along with each other, but overall, you know, they were sort of all cooperating. And I guess, you know, December things seemed okay. Everyone went on holiday. And then in January, they had this public kerfuffle over Akla. And
I like that. Good word.
Yeah. You know, I guess the long story short was that people basically tried to cancel KP for what I mean, like, you know, it. I guess I've heard all sorts of things from both sides, you know, and I'm sure that a lot of these people, I don't think they're trying to be bad people, but at the very least, over the course of God knows, you know, the time passage, I just don't think KP was treated right. I personally don't think that, I don't agree with, I just don't agree with the outcome. And I think that I have a lot of respect for him. And I just want to make that very clear. And that he's inspired me for a lot of my work too. So I just, I'm a little sad at where things have gone. And I know that he really cares a lot about Kujira, as you two do as well. And I mean, I wouldn't be working with you guys, you know, in Wink Hub if I didn't see how much effort you guys put into Kujira every single day. Like, you know, I said this before in our initial Win Club article, like, I wanted to work with you guys. The reason I was interested in Win Club in the first place is that you two were the senators. You were the people that literally put in the most work. As volunteers, you spent so much time every single day. I mean, I was paid by the team, and you guys were basically, you know, doing that with, you know, just entirely on your own. And, like, it's just, you know, I think people don't really have that context of just seeing how much time and energy and effort is just put into these things. And, you know, it's so easy to not really see these things. And yeah, I said a little more about my opinion than I kind of wanted to, but all in all is that these guys are my homies and I have a very high opinion of them.
We love you too, Lux.
Big time. Appreciate that, man. That's
lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Warm and fuzzy feeling.
Yeah, we feel
not in a gay way, but in a good way.
We feel exactly the same, but because Lux is so nice, no one's ever going to say anything bad about him.
No, he's just too nice. The difference. He's too nice.
So there's nothing to defend. Everyone knows Lux is great.
Yeah. And also, he's got a community college degree as well.
Yeah, so. He went to a college in America,
California, wasn't it?
Yeah, Stanford.
Is that with a D or without a D?
There's a D in it. Yeah, two D's.
These are nice.
Double D.
Yeah.
I mean, with this whole thing, that whole thing kind of kicked off. Like I said, KP got it really heavily, and you know, KP's a guy we've known for a long time.
We've been on holidays.
We've been on holidays together. What
was the first time we met was him showing up at ours at 5 a.m. or something in the cab, wasn't he?
First time we ever met KP, 5 a.m. outside the house to go to the airport.
We've
been great friends since.
Yeah, that morning.
But this is again, like, this is literally literally a guy that fucking works every single day at all hours. Like, seriously, if we need something, like, we send the message, he's back at you. Like, it doesn't matter when.
He's Royal Mail, but it works.
We've surrounded ourselves with the freaks, basically, the people that fucking give everything, always trying to find new ways to do things. Some of the stuff KP was telling us today that he's trying to do for Kajira, like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, there's people that are always trying to bring more and do more. It's a beautiful thing. But yeah, so obviously kind of pissed us off that someone was some people were suggesting things to him. A few people call things KP got it worse than we did. I don't think he cares too much, like, you know, the same with us. Like, I mean, yeah, like,
I enjoy it.
It's good. It's good because it gives us content, you know what I mean? But, like, it's something to fucking talk about. But, like, you know, I don't actually care if someone said, you know, or you're this or that or whatever. It's just, you know, I don't feel a need to, you know, go after them. This, I guess, this is probably a bit of a rebuttal, to be fair, but how could we ignore it? It's quite a big thing that's just happened. It'd be weird if we pretended it didn't happen.
Well, the thing is, we're only maybe middle of, like, Lord of the Rings 1 at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're getting to the end of, what do you think, the first movie now?
Probably.
Yeah.
So. Probably. KP, or if it was Harry Potter, actually.
Yeah. Harry Potter now.
We're like, at the moment, we're in the second movie.
Okay, still the short books, the big ones.
There's still a lot of
There's still a lot to come out.
But yeah, I mean, on top of that as well, so there was obviously this hate group that kind of formed against us.
Hate group.
I don't think it's too unfair to call it that. There are also other little things that were uncouth, I'd probably say.
Uncouth?
Uncouth, yeah.
Sounds French.
It does, but it is not. Unlike Monkey, who's very French.
He's super French.
Too French, almost.
I imagine he used to eat escargot every day, and now he's just like, oh, gotta have my sausage, bangers and mash, and gravy.
So what we saw was there was sort of the sequence of events that happened, and look, you can be the judge of it, whether they're attacks against our project or not, that's up to you to decide or not, but they at least felt a little off to us. I mean, probably the first one was someone quite kindly gave Manta Dao a gift of wink tokens that appreciated in value quite heavily.
Oh, nice amount, yeah.
Quite heavily.
It's 0.5%.
Yeah, and one day, one person essentially decided, hey, let's get rid of that.
Yeah.
For money.
When it was gifted to be an LP.
Yeah, I guess our major thing there was like if someone had, if I'm very honest, if we got given a gift that was, I don't know what, $1,000 and then one day it was worth
autism. I never sold that. Wouldn't sell that, Bruce.
Yeah,
you're not listening to this.
Who would sell that?
Yeah,
I guess that's another story for another time.
Won't sell it.
Yeah, I think if we got given something, I mean, I can't say I know who the gift was from, but you know, $30,000 is quite a significant amount to any person. So I don't know. Part of me would.
And if they did LP that early, they would have earned so much more Manta as well.
I mean, it's a tricky one. I guess it was a gift. It was intended for the DAO. So, you know, I can say I would have probably, thrown that back at them, but it is what it is, you know. But, you know, hey, we're going to dump that wink. That was kind of, you know. So, okay. Well, we've got something coming up. So that's kind of bad timing. I think it's common knowledge that Lux himself bought that from Manta to stock, so so they would be out of the way, and that was before we announced Gojira. But what also happened, so the OTC deal happened, and then I guess word of what was coming got around, and again, maybe this is just another coincidence, but the evening before our announcement, someone announced that they're going to make a new NFT project that's a Stars front end for Gojira. It's just very lucky timing. I don't know. But, it was a bit annoying.
It was a Sunday night, which was very interesting.
A weird time to do it, isn't it?
Mm.
Quite a weird time to do it. And then right after that, the same person the same person bought some wink. OTC. Well, actually, you know, Joe would say that was story. We had someone who worked with us, and I would think that they were aware of our not so great relationship with this person, and they OTC'd it to Mike after we had just taken the Manta load. So all of a sudden, there was this, amount of coins in the hands of someone who maybe hadn't shown a whole lot of love to us to that point. So, okay, here we go again. But you know, here's where it is. We started from the bottom. Wherever we end up, you know, we're going to work harder and get back and higher. That's how we do things. What we didn't like was that after that purchase, a tweet was put out saying, I've just bought Wink to show support. Just before that tweet, all of those Wink were put on sale slightly above that price, which to me suggests, hey, I'm buying this coin to support it. You should go and buy it, which I don't think is very moral myself, especially considering everything that's come before it. So obviously, that was, like we see the orders. I think that was kind of a dick move. But then there we go. I guess that kind of gets us to roughly the recent few days. So I think, well, this prop came out. Some people spoke out against it. Quite notably, I'd say Vanessa.
Yeah.
Vanessa spoke out. Vanessa,
know her well from the Senate.
We know Vanessa well. And what I will say is, some groups went at Vanessa quite heavily as well. Vanessa's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Literally such a nice, honest, and one of the hardest working people as well. Like the amount of, we know making videos, it's hard work. It's hard work. It is draining. I mean, it's, maybe it might not, some people that I worked in film for a long time, you know, like you might see something that's 30 minutes, but it didn't take 30 minutes to make. It took a lot of time, a lot of hard work. She really puts in effort, and she's so lovely, and people really win at her for feeling betrayed, I guess, because I think a lot of people did. She spoke for quite a lot of people. I mean, if you look at even the votes, I mean, I'd say probably the Kajira community felt a little betrayed. But if you look at the Manta community as well, I mean, the votes, okay, there was a point where the yes was winning, but I think 80% of that was via the wallet of one person.
Yeah, in different...
If you look at the numbers, it was like 100, over 100 no votes to maybe 30, 40 yes, maybe. And four of the yeses were the same person.
Yeah.
From four different wallets. So I mean,
yeah. You know, which is
not to say that you know, there aren't other people with that you know weren't across multiple wallets, but just to say that overall there was definitely more no's than yeses. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like in terms of some of the there was some gamesmanship to it for sure. You know, the timing of the prop and when it happened, and some of the swaps happened before, and there was definitely some gamesmanship and preparation for if you're about to put up a prop and then you buy a load of tokens before it, you know, I guess there's some questions to be asked, but I guess that's also the nature of it.
Yeah,
so that's kind of a gray one, but it's,
what is it? So it was
there was 350k tokens staked.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours before the
prop. What is it saying? Yeah. Hate the player, not the game.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I do hate the player.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a, you know, again, it's at least uncouth. But hey, that's what happened. But it did look like at a point that it was going to be pushed through. It looked like it would be pushed
through. When did it finish today? Was it? Because it's a 72-hour vote normally, right?
Well,
when would it?
It would have finished Monday
night. Yeah, so it would have finished yesterday.
Technically, it's still ongoing, but it's probably just.
It was a 3-day vote, no? 72 hours.
It was 2 days, man.
I thought it was a 72.
Oh, it's already. I forgot it was Tuesday.
Long. Yeah, Friday night, didn't it? So. Oh yeah, maybe.
I was up all night working, so I forgot the day.
Yeah, but 3 days. Of course. Well, anyway, you know, Mike obviously changed his vote to no after the not the feedback. I don't know what we'd call it. We can call it whatever, you know, whatever it was.
I guess just you can say it was just an open community discussion.
Yeah, after the discussion. What I didn't like after that was some of the messaging that was put out via Mike. I think was a little unfair. I think some of the tweets and messages were quite. I felt they were sort of underhanded comments to sort of put a negative spin on the Kajira community. That's how it felt to me. I think. We've got a great fucking community. We could start listing the fucking amazing people in this community, and it would take us a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot said. I mean, you know, an argument sort of kicked off with a founder almost a little bit. What I will say about Kajira is maybe we all forget this a little bit at times. Is, and I'll say this for us as well. A lot of us were part of Terra. A lot of us experienced that terrible time and had...
It's 2 years. Now,
we had nothing left.
It's near 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, there was a day where we had nothing. You know, there was
no sandwich
that happened.
Money. No
we had no money for sandwiches. And these three guys, and I think we do all forget this quite a lot, these three guys decided to bring back this chain to
bring back this product to become a chain.
Yeah, well, yeah. And to... give everyone what they had
and some sprinkles.
And the truth is it gave everyone another chance that they maybe didn't think they'd have. And that's something I'm going to be forever grateful for. And that's That's the reason why Wink will not be going multi-chain or to another chain. Mm. I'm very grateful to these guys, and I think we are building something really special here on Kujira, and I'm here for it all. And I know a lot of you are as well. And I think we've got a fucking incredible group of people. Yeah, we've got a couple of cunts. Where doesn't?
Everyone's got that weird cousin.
We got a couple of cunts. Luckily, one's leaving. But, you know, we've got an amazing group of people. We really have. And some of the things, you know, if someone DMs me saying I'm a prick, if you send me a DM saying I'm a prick, don't do it. I'm not going to tweet, getting called a prick by the Kujira community. I feel so welcome, or something along those lines. If someone was sending Mike, and I'll take him at his word on this, because I believe it probably did happen. If someone was sending him racist comments personally, don't fucking do that. Don't fucking do that. But also, after that, maybe don't suggest that it's the community's fault, because it's not. It's not. And you can say something, and when you get caught up on it, yeah, you can add another comment going, oh, I didn't mean all of it, but that main one gets around the world before the second one is even seen.
Attractions are irrelevant.
Regardless, yeah, people aren't getting through all the comments to see, oh, it wasn't the whole thing. What people are seeing is, oh, there's racism in Kujira. I think that's
not good for anyone.
I think that's shit, because nowhere wants to be racist. It's not great.
Just dickheads.
And yeah, I mean, there was, you know, look, how would I put it? I don't think this is a man that has been pushed out. I think it's someone that had a plan in place, for a long time. I personally, and again, I can be wrong, but this is just how I feel. I don't personally think their heart was fully in Kujira. I'm personally not upset to see them go. And I'm also excited for what comes next now. I guess the reason for a lot of this is we haven't spoke on this stuff, and
I think it might also be beneficial if I just gave some thoughts too on just like on just for overall context on even ignoring all of this background. I think it's just helpful to get an understanding of from Senate days up till now of sort of part of the trajectory of Monta, just so. You know, why sort of even ignoring, you know, a lot of this, just why I'm really on the side of PM. You know, we all love PM. I think, you know, he's a great candidate, you know, to help sort of lead Monta right now and sort of help take over the reins in the transition. At the same time, I think that, you know, it's really important to understand that Monta sort of started with, you know, originally there was a proposal, I guess, I don't know 100% if the founders and Mike discussed it, or if there was, you know, much chat in just the Monta Discord that didn't, you know, go to the overall Kujira Discord or just general chat discussions. But, you know, it sort of started with a proposal, like they mentioned, you know, to do a big token swap between Monta and Kuji. And this was before I think a product was out, or it was very, very young. And, you know, the token wasn't really known. It was just a really big swap between the pool, the community pool, and Monta. So, you know, people at KujiDAO, my colleagues were just asking me what the heck was going on. And, you know, at the same time, I was trying to, you know, get more clarity from, you know, some people on the team, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, you know, the Senate was, I was a senator back then, and we decided to try to speak up and just, you know, try to put things on pause a little bit. And we looked at the idea of, you know, instead of going ahead with a treasury swap, maybe it'd make sense to give Mike a grant. Then they could get some initial liquidity. They could, you know, do a proof of concept to show that this idea would work. And the basic idea though was that they wouldn't, you know, on the condition of receiving a grant, they wouldn't ever ask to do a token swap, because, you know, instead of swapping for Coogee tokens, they'd be getting free tokens. So, you know, this is a much better deal. You know, even if it's less, it's still a much better deal. It's like 50K Coogee or whatever. So, or it was like $50,000 worth of Coogee. I don't remember exactly, but it was a lot. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, at the time, you know, sure, I think on the Grant news, Monta went up 3x or whatever. And, you know, around that time, I think the Senate was due to, you know, various things at the Senate with some senators wanting to get paid, et cetera. The Senate sort of got on pause. It was, you know, due to just it not being sustainable for everyone involved. And I, you know, Vlad basically came up to us the day after the Senate was put on pause, and he told us straight up that he wants to do a treasury swap, and he would like it decided within one day. When Monta was up 300%.
His exact words were, Mike needs an answer within one day.
And it wanted to be timed where it was Manta was priced at 2-1.
I've actually skipped over a ton of things, but yeah, this is an important one.
Manta was like 22 cents, went from like 7 to 22 cents. Coogee had like gone down a little bit.
It was given like 2-1 when they wanted to swap. So perfect timing for them. Not obviously the worst timing for Coogee.
Right. It was, you know, it was very, you know, considering the initial, you know, goodwill in terms of the grant, it wasn't great. But moving on from that, you know, it ended up happening, but thankfully, you know, it didn't happen right then and there. It happened a bit later, when price was a little more normal. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, the thing is, it was mostly sort of forgotten by us, because the reality was that after the swap happened, you know, Monta had Coogee in its treasury, so the token had inherent value from the Coogee that it had. So then the Monta price went up, you know, and, you know, Monta was able to do token swaps, you know, with other protocols for Paul and so on. And, you know, it basically had some now established perceived value. And, you know, the price went up, so it looked like the Coogee community actually made money on the Monta it swapped for. So it seemed like it was a good deal, you know, and they went for a second deal, even bigger than the first one, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think it was even bigger, and it was basically doubled, you know. And anyway, you know, Monta kept going up. So, you know, ultimately, we sort of just left it, because despite the community pool obviously never spending the Monta or doing anything with the Monta, I believe it was just used for Paul, you know, it was literally just used for Okuji. I think that's part of the Coogee Monta pair.
I think there's a good, actually, because the Manta was offered OTC back to them at 10 cents and they didn't want it.
Right. Yeah.
Transparency, because they didn't have a lot of free Coogee basically at the time.
I mean, yeah, look,
There's a lot. I don't really know if it's definitely important, but just the high overview, really, though, is that at the end of the day, I think what really needs to be understood is that Coogee was given to Monta. This gave Monta value. Monta then proceeded to trade its tokens to other protocols to get their tokens to build protocol loan liquidity, you know, and then it got privileges like minting USK. Using part of its non-circulating supply on Ghost to take out loans, you know, and minting USK is basically, you know, 0% or very low interest loans, etc. As a result, you know, the protocol was able to expand and grow very quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, Monta was integrated into Sonar. You know, it got a lot of special treatment. I don't know if I'd say special, but it, you know, it got treatment. Sure. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. But the point is that it was given a lot of help, and it got a lot of growth boosts, and it got, you know, a lot of support from Coogee, because from the very beginning, its goal was very aligned. You know, this was to grow liquidity on Coogee to increase our, you know, it helped increase our TVL, our volume, our liquidity, you know, and that's part of the reason why there's so much pushback to moving existing protocol and liquidity to Osmosis, right? I mean, Bitcoin and Ethereum are like sort of some of the most important assets, you know, on Kujira that are like, you know, it was such a big deal raising so much from bonds and so on, you know, to buy Bitcoin and ETH and have them on Kujira. And, you know, wanting to move like 30% of that just to another chain, just to whether or not it's supposedly generating revenue, it's sort of against the whole point of, you know, receiving all this help. And it sort of turned, you know, from what's good for Monta, what's good for, but you know, at the end of the day, it's supposed to help both at the same time, right? I mean, that was the whole synergy between both. And, you know, the proposal was announced right when we had the Digital Asset Summit. You know, a lot of the core team, a lot of the people involved couldn't really even comment or weigh in. You know, they were all busy doing really big, you know, the talks, networking, et cetera. Like, I just asked Mike if he could table it for a bit so we could discuss this. Like, at the end of the day, the most important thing was just to be able to let people contribute and say their words. And, you know, the one thing I personally really didn't like about this past week's proposal in particular was, it rather than anything else, it was just, there was discussions, you know, in the chat that if anyone isn't a staker, their opinion doesn't matter and they should not talk in governance. And I don't really like that idea because, you know, what about the bondholders that bought your tokens for an entire year in advance that are completely illiquid, that invested in the future of your protocol, and, you know, that obviously have, you know, invested interest in how it develops? Like, can they not talk? Can they not, you know, what about your NFT holders that, mm-hmm. you know, wanted these things because they believe they're part of the Mana ecosystem? They don't have a voice? Does none of that matter? I mean, everyone can, you know, have their own sort of vision about how you want to do these things. But I think shutting down discussion doesn't really make sense, right? The best ideas should win. You know, you shouldn't be afraid of someone bringing up a point if what you're saying makes sense, because if someone says something stupid, you can just prove it wrong or just dismiss it out of pocket because it sounds, you know, because it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah. It's just this idea that, you know, the whole point of decentralized governance in a DAO is people wanting to come to better decisions by bouncing ideas off each other. And that's the whole point, you know. I understand that. I just don't think things should have been so adversarial. But I do think that, you know, with Pragmatic Monkey, you know, becoming, you know, getting more streamlined in, and other people that I respect being involved, et cetera, you know, I really do think this is a great opportunity to clean some things up, and just, you know, move forward with, you know, this is the most bullish I've felt on Monta in ages, like, to be perfectly honest. Like, the, you know, I never stop mentioning them because, you know, as a team member, I try to support everyone in the ecosystem regardless of my personal feelings. Like, but my personal feelings are that I believe Monta has a much better future now than it had a week ago, and that, you know, and like that, without a doubt. And you know, obviously there's short-term pain from certain things and there's a transition period, but, you know, I think what people don't understand is, you know, other people are seeing this as drama. I see this as, like, this is literally the most bullish thing that has happened in months. You know, I think it will be clear, you know, with time, but it's just one of those things that, so, you know, there was sort of a divide in the community that people just weren't able to collaborate because of all this stuff behind the scenes. Well, mm-hmm. that's not going to be an issue anymore. You know, that we can all get along. I mean, you know, there's still, like, you know, there's always going to be, you know, different perspectives on things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the end of the day, everyone here now has the goal of growing Kujira. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's bullish. That's extremely bullish. And, you know, we can go back to business as usual.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess I've sort of been talking a lot, but the basic summary is just that I think that Monta has been aligned with Kujira, like it, or at least it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I think that recently it has not been. And I do think that despite, you know, the protocol, I think, launched in February, right, of last year, mm-hmm. We still, you know, things take time to develop, you know, things happen. But it is a fact that at the very beginning, you know, things like split routing, things like utility for NFTs, things like, you know, DAOs, et cetera, were all promised. And they didn't really materialize yet. And I think that I am willing to bet dollars that they will materialize much faster now. Let's see. I'm pretty confident about that fact after the transition. Yeah. We'll see. But I do, like I said, I think this is all very bullish for Kujira overall.
Yeah. I agree, man. I mean, you know, we're getting past what was, you know, I'd probably consider there was a little hump, and it's something that, like I say, look, this is something that we were speaking about privately for a very long time. We believed this day would come. It's come a little sooner than maybe we thought it would. We thought this exact situation would occur. But hey, we're getting past it now, which is a good thing, you know. We have a little call out to PBR actually, because he's also one of the guys I've noticed who's quite publicly been calling this for a while, you know. But yeah, it's one of those things. I always say as well, there's we've gone through a lot of stuff here, but there's actually a ton of other stuff that we haven't spoke about, either because it's maybe not
required,
right, or the time to speak about these other certain things, or because we don't want to include people that aren't ourselves. You know, if it's something related to a different person, it's maybe not fair to bring those things up. So we've tried to avoid those. But I guess sort of as a conclusion on our end, I mean, yes, we weren't pro Manta for a while, for a few reasons, but one main one, which is probably now quite clear. But we're very excited for the future of it. Again, I think Pragmatic Monkey is amazing. I think some of the, you know, well, the team around it, these other guys involved, I think there's some really great people in Manta as well. I think if you are in Manta now, you couldn't ask for a better group to drive you forward. I think that you should probably be quite excited. And I guess in terms of an overall Kujira sort of view on things, this is really big for Kujira, because now we know for a fact that the spearhead of Manta now is Kujira, you know, cares about Kujira, has Kujira in their heart. And I guess what I'd say about the outgoing leader is, how do I put this? Wink, we're making Wink to benefit Wink, but also Kujira. You know, things like, you know, 10% of our revenue is going to Kujira. We've received no grant, and there is nothing we're getting for that. That's because we care about Kujira. We're from Kujira. That's it. If I put up a vote tomorrow for something to happen in Wink and it wasn't going to happen, I wouldn't leave Kujira. I would stay around and I would make the best for Kujira. I wouldn't just go, okay, I'm going to probably Osmosis. But hey, maybe that's just me, but I think now it's good to have pro Kujira people in place across the board. And that's exciting for me. Anything else on that topic? We've probably gone on a touch there, to be
way
honest.
Way too long. We broke the 60 minutes.
Again, I mean, this could have been a fucking 10-hour thing if we really went into detail. But you know, this is a summary of the things. Again, I've missed a ton, but
I guess the one thing, I mean, this is kind of this is a little petty, but the one thing that wasn't mentioned, I guess, was just that in addition to, you know, the support on social media and putting up order sell orders for half of it, it is also a fact that in the past week, what, like 1 week since then? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Over 60% of everything bought OTC was market sold of Wink. So I mean,
yeah, I mean, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If you're supporting a project and you're selling all of it right after,
but also, yeah,
you're probably not actually supporting it. You know?
Yeah,
just saying.
It's also maybe somewhat disrespectful for a leader of another project to jump in a group saying, "Does anyone want to buy some Wink OTC?" I think that's a little, for a founder to do that, I think is maybe not the best thing, you know. But hey, we all have our ways.
Anyway, that's the last thing I say on that. It has been a little annoying, but so I just wanted to get off.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. We were going to talk about the transition plan, but I think probably we've gone on quite a bit, so maybe we'll leave that for another one. And also, maybe we'll try and get Monkey can come on anytime, anywhere, anywhere. We'll make that happen. And same for the other Mantha guys.
I also just want to say, since I can see that Post Hunter Ruz is here, that you know you do super great threads. I know you sort of stepped away a little bit from Mantha, you know, originally after the comp stuff, but still really appreciate, you know, a lot of the stuff you do. And, you know, it's, I appreciate you, you know, doing your best with everything and just helping out.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, there's been some really great people around Manta. Tenebras is definitely one of those. But definitely always been pro him. But yeah, I mean, so for the future, again, we'll definitely try and get the new Manta boys on. I guess the ball case moving forward is
almost stabbing.
Well, take it. Here's what it is. I'm in full force. Look, the future of Manta definitely feels very bright to me. For Kajura, I mean, you know, it's just less than a week ago, people were worried, you know, it's going down, where are we going to? It often doesn't take too long to recover. And as I've said before, nothing has changed. All that changed is one person has decided to leave. That is all that has changed for Kajira. Everything's the same and everything's getting better, if anything. There's a ton of amazing things on the way.
Summer is coming as well.
Summer's coming. The NDA stuff is really great.
Okay.
You'll see. Well, we can't say what it is. We get fucking destroyed.
I was just pretending.
It's fantastic.
I thought I was doing good acting.
Perps. Gojira. It's really fucking
sexy,
good. Obviously, that's something that we're working on, but it's going to do some really great stuff. Also, coming soon, Nami.
Oh yeah,
Nami. That's going to be.
We're going to get him back, ain't we? On soon.
We'll definitely have JP on again soon. Nami,
is he listening? I hope he's listening. Otherwise,
don't call him out if he isn't, because he's a friend. He was.
I saw him here for like.
Yeah, I saw him anyway. You're wonderful.
Yeah. Nami is. We've known JP for a good while.
Yeah, good.
We know his business partner.
Met him a couple of times.
And, really great guys. Awesome project. So that's something to be very excited about. That brings a lot.
Speaking of Nami, I mean, I sort of mentioned this really briefly last week too, but, you know, after he's resigned from his job, but aside from that, I meant from his like fiat job to like go crypto full time.
The Matrix.
But him and I actually, you know, we were working on a pitch deck today relating to DevDoc stuff. So there's some very exciting stuff that will be coming.
Yeah. Awesome. As well, he's going to the Germany
Brits
as well.
Of course. I'm very pleased with the outcome.
Yeah, he's going to the.
Oh yeah, yeah, and he's also doing, you know, he's speaking at the hackathon.
But he's a native speaker of the
German,
of the German kind.
Yeah. So I mean, there's an exciting hackathon coming, and there will be some really cool stuff happening for developers too. You know, there's going to be a big focus on developers moving forward, et cetera, just to, you know, get new people in, make stuff more accessible for people in general. you know, tap into Web 2, tap into, you know, tap into just already experienced devs in Web 3, and then, you know, just community members and just other people that are passionate, make, you know, basically make it as accessible as possible. Remove all friction. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of spoiling his stuff, but you know, I do that. I'm like Dove. I'm leaky.
Get it right.
Yeah. Oh, he's clocked out.
Oh, is that? Where's that us? Is that me?
What? I can hear you.
Good. Okay. I thought my phone froze. I'm going to buy a new phone.
Yeah, you might have to. Anyway,
I'm not finished.
No, I was just going to go Mr. Italy plus 1 week. Yeah.
Yeah, plus 1 week. Not even Italian. Yeah. He's from Sheffield. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another British thing, which is, you know, quite cool to throw this on the end of this AQLA.
Good times.
We're going to be doing a ton of amazing things, and we've been lucky
we'll get
to
them
see
back on again soon.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We've been lucky to see a little bit behind the curtain, and
the curtain is big.
Honestly, what I would say is, fucking hell, man.
Buckle in.
Fuck me.
You know how there's them rides at fun fairs and all that, which are just waste.
Alton
funds.
Towers.
Yeah. So you know you have all that. Is it Six Flags in America, the big one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how the buckle seats.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not big. You need the ones over the shoulder and all that. Because this is gonna be, you know, you're gonna be gaining some speed.
We're gonna get called scammers for this. They're really doing special stuff. There's so much bloody special stuff. Infusion of literally as we were about to come on, they've launched another product.
Yeah.
What product will they launch tomorrow? No one knows. It's exciting times. A lot of buzzing going on. What's happening?
Yeah, options. They Fusion also just did options.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, they did.
There's a
good times.
Are they in double digits now?
Close.
Literally, close. I think they're.
They're probably like 7 or 8. You know, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really. The future is fucking good.
We didn't even mention like the unstake. All the unstake stuff and then all the LSTs, you know, with ICA, ICQ, right? I mean, that's literally coming.
It's
like,
just
super soon. You know, it's all, and it was just added all to Sonar the other day. Yesterday. Like, now you can stake Atom on Kujira and do stuff like that. On Cosmos from Kujira, so you know it's a precursor to lots of other stuff.
So
yeah, there's just a lot of stuff happening.
Too much going on.
Like it's all literally, you know, we've sort of been teasing stuff for quite a while now. I think we might get a repeat of November soon.
It feels like, it feels like everyone, all these amazing people, us included, keep bringing little sticks of dynamite and they're throwing them on the pile. Eventually someone's going to light a match. And that's going to be great. It's going to be a good time, in a good way. Not like a bad... It's going to be a good explosion. Not a bad explosion.
Do you know what they say about explosions?
Don't look at them.
Yeah, cool guys don't look at explosions.
No.
So don't look at it. I think that's a wrap.
Fucking hell.
It's been one of our longest. I can't hear you go toilet as well, so. You got a big bottle here.
You can go toilet during it. But yeah, I mean,
you can copy Dove.
Exactly.
I think they got more views, you know.
We need to grab him on at some point, actually.
We've never had him on, have we?
He's never come on our spaces.
Yeah.
We had him on the old show.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
he's
just not entertaining enough to come on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
We like sort of, you know, characters and kind of, you know. But if you keep trying, mate.
Yeah,
keep trying.
You'll keep
plugging away, yeah, and you might get an invite.
Yeah.
We'll see. Never give up unless you.
Maybe
want
we'll
to.
Do a tester with him off air to
get a feeler.
See if he's up to par.
Yeah, make sure.
You know what we forgot though?
What?
I see Ale there, so I'm just like one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys think UK food is good, but American food is better.
No, it's name some good American food.
Pizza, obviously, really greasy, oily, you know, unhealthy.
So you go on, name some more thing. Good American food. So pizza, not American.
Okay, so yeah. Cheese pizza, pepperoni pizza.
That's not American. Pepperoni is actually Austrian.
Unhealthy American pepperoni pizza.
It's crap. I just don't know. You can't even name. And then if you want to go burgers, that's not.
Okay, chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
That's not even chicken. That's like the carcass.
I said chicken nuggets. It's like McDonald's.
Yeah, that's not even chicken. Though,
I think if we're very honest, both of us are shit. We're just good at taking other people's
bean burritos. Bean burritos are like American
mess. Traditional English food is actually really, really high quality meat. So. Our beef is.
I know you guys have like the best Indian food. So
yeah, but actually, India does it pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I went to India and I preferred American Indian food. Though I've only gone to the South, so I haven't really had the North. The North is supposed to be the spicy.
When are we going on holiday? When are we going to Japan?
When are we going to Japan? Japan later in the
year. Us three, KP.
I fucking love Japanese food.
There we go. The four boys. Yeah. The cartel.
KP never represented Mexican food. I'm kind of sad.
Oh yeah. But you know,
he loves a little taco, doesn't he?
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to cause a wave of hate towards the Mexican nation. They don't need it right now.
No.
So he's stayed away from it. Smart. I understand.
Brave of him.
Yeah.
I guess
one man. Oh wait, he's requested. As he gonna say, no swearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo.
Hello, boys.
Yo.
Hey.
How are we?
No, not bad.
Just talking about your
funny seeing you.
Just talking about
funny you. Seeing you here.
Oh, funny seeing you here. What are you doing in your own spaces? You're weirdo.
Yeah, just nothing. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear Japan though. When are we going to Japan?
Drive 43. I mean, if anyone wants to listen to us planning a trip, stay on.
I think we agree, though. I mean, we go like October.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Because we've got all that drive money now, so we need to spend it.
To be fair, just.
Actually, with that 6.5K you've got, mate.
yeah. That's a decent flight, that. Get us business.
Oh no, but seriously, October, I reckon.
Yeah, October's lovely.
Are we in agreement?
That's a good sort of
is that okay with you?
Yeah.
To do what?
To go to Japan.
I mean, yeah.
Are you coming?
That was easy, yeah. There we go.
Come on, it'll be fine, we'll pay for our treasury.
Yeah. I'm my brother.
That is a lie, and I will kill them if they try it. But they won't.
It was a business trip.
Yeah.
It was business boys on a business trip.
Oh, shush. Some people are dumb enough to believe it.
The thing we're doing right now for something we're paying for personally.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Which is annoying.
Yeah.
Should have paid for it from the company.
Yeah. But
we're paying for it personally.
Yeah. But it's to benefit the company, though, isn't it? It's one of them, isn't it? Circles and roundabouts, right?
You got it, yeah. Outrageous. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
for listening.
Yeah. It went on a bit, but
for another. Thanks for joining another episode of Coogee Girls.
Yeah. Spaces.
Yeah. Any last words? I think we've covered everything, haven't we?
I mean, you teased something last week.
Didn't we?
What did we tease?
Wait, I'm going to message you.
No.
Oh, okay. Let me see. There's a lot going on.
It's too much.
Hold on.
That's the thing. If he had a good
community of his. Oh, yeah.
Nah, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Nah.
Maybe in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Fortnight.
Okay, sure.
We'll say something about that in a couple of weeks. Maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe more.
Ha, you leaked the times.
Never commit to anything.
Yeah. I think that's it then. We just end it.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Thanks,
everyone. You're all very handsome men, very attractive.
Yeah.
All the boys.
Yeah.
All the sexy boys.
Yeah.
Loving it. Loving it.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah.
And
coming.
Hopefully it helped provide a little bit of context too.
Yeah. Thank you from the cartel. We'll see you on another one in the future. All right. Have a lovely good luck. Good luck. Bye.
There's this principle in like Taoism. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web 3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, this shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terror Spaces.